Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Butterfly Garden by Dot Hutchison, performed by Lauren Ezzo and Mel Foster. To Mom and Deb, because you were halfway through answering the question before you realized how deeply disturbing it was, and because everything else. Part 1. The techs tell him the girl on the other side of the glass hasn't said a word since they brought her in. It doesn't surprise him at first, not with the trauma she's been through. But watching her now from behind the one-way mirror, he starts to question that assessment. She sits slumped in the hard metal chair, chin resting on one bandaged hand, as the other traces nonsense symbols onto the surface of the stainless steel table. Her eyes are half closed, deep shadows bruising the skin beneath, and her black hair is dull and unwashed, scraped back into a messy knot. She's exhausted, clearly. But he wouldn't call her traumatized. Sipping his coffee, FBI Special Agent Victor Hanoverian studies the girl and waits for his team members to arrive. At least his partner, anyway. The third Corps member of their team is at the hospital with the other girls, trying to get updates on their conditions and, when possible, their names and fingerprints. Other agents and techs are at the property, and what little he's heard from them makes him want to call home and talk to his own daughters, make sure they're well. But he has a way with people, especially traumatized children, so it's the sensible choice for him to be here, waiting to go in and talk to this particular victim. He can see the faint pink lines around her nose and mouth from an oxygen mask, smudges of dirt and soot across her face and borrowed clothing. Bandages wrap around her hands and her upper left arm, and he can trace the bulky line of others beneath the thin undershirt someone at the hospital gave her to wear. She shivers in the off-green scrub pants, her bare feet pulled away from the cold floor, but doesn't complain. He doesn't even know her name. He doesn't know the names of most of the girls they rescued, or the ones they were far, far too late to save. This one hasn't talked to anyone but the other girls, and even then there were no names, no information, just, well, he can't really call it comfort. You'll die or you won't. Now relax.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?